we have a Mishnah. Bnot Tzlofchad Chachmaniyoten Darshaniyoten Tzidkaniyoten. The Gemara is saying that Bnot Tzlofchad are Chachmaniyot, intelligent. Darshaniyoten, they know how to learn, right? And they're real intellectuals. Tzidkaniyoten, they are righteous. How do we know? Chachmaniyoten, how do we know that they're just so smart? And they have great common sense and they're really, you know, astute. Shelefisha Adibru, they spoke at the right time. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Melamed Shaya Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshev Dorash Beparshat Yevamin. When did Bnot Tzlofchad come and ask their question about Nachala? When Moshe was learning about Yibum. When Moshe was teaching Yibum in the Beis HaMidrash in the Midbar, Bnot Tzlofchad came to ask the question about their Nachala. Why is that appropriate? What do we know about Yibum? We kind of alluded to this last night. What do we know about Yibum? When does Yibum take place? Oh, say it the right way. When a man dies without children, the widow must marry the brother. When does she not have to marry the brother? When there is a child, either boy or girl, which means what? Girls count as future. Again, in Yibum, the only time the man dies without children, then the widow marries the brother. If the man had a daughter, right, then the widow does not have to marry the brother, which means what? What do girls count as? Continuity. What's the whole idea of Yibum? L'hakim et shem ha-met al nachalato, to continue the family name, family future. So what does that mean? Girls count. If girls didn't count, what would you have to have? If the guy had six daughters, what would he still have to do? The widow would have to do Yibum. But we don't do that. As long as there's a daughter, daughters count as continuity. So this is the chokhmah of Bnot Tzlofchad. They knew that all the halachot of Yibum. They knew Moshe was teaching it right then. This is according to the Gemara. Not only that, so at this exact point, what did they do? They came and asked this question. So what does it show? They're just so astute. They just knew also what was going on in the Beis Medrash. It also knew they understood totally what was going on in the Beis Medrash. So they asked this question. Right. Amru lo. So what did Bnot Tzlofchad say? I'm in the beginning of line 3. Im keven anu chashuvin, if we are like a boy, tana lanu nachala keven. If we count, just we know girls count in Yibum, so since we count and there is no brother, we count, give us a nachala. Because nachala means future. It means name. So too, Tzlofchad's plot of land, we're talking about name. We're talking about future. Im lav tityabem imenu. If we don't count, so let our mother undergo Yibum and maybe she'll have a child and maybe the plot of land will go on his name. It's theoretical because the mother's not alive anymore, right? And there's no chance that she could have children, especially if we say the girls are on the list and if they're on the list, that each one is at least 40 years old. Okay? So it's really an intelligent question, right? It's really, they're giving a lam de shachap. Miad vayakrev Moshe et mishpatan lifnei Hashem. Moshe was so impressed. What did he say? Vayakrev Moshe et mishpatan lifnei Hashem. This is something that has to be brought against Akadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Moshe? He's super impressed. These girls are just so intelligent. They're just so with it. They're just chapping right away, right? He never had such a good talmidim. These girls come in. Okay, right. Okay, so that's number one. That's the fact that they're chachmaniyot. What does darshaniyot mean? Darshaniyoten, shehayu omrot ilu haya ben lo dibarnu. They're saying, listen, if there was a boy in the family, we wouldn't ask this question, which means what? We're not overturning the halachic system and the halachic idea that only boys inherit. We accept that totally. But there are no boys in the family, so what's the problem? There'll be no continuity for the father. If there was a daughter, if there was a son, we wouldn't say anything. And even if one of our brothers had a daughter, we also wouldn't say anything. Meaning if there was only one brother in the family and he only had one daughter, we wouldn't say anything either. Because once there was a son, what would be established? The Tzlofchad name, which means we don't want to get the land so we can have money and real estate. It's not that we feel disenfranchised. We want to have the continuity for the father's name. This impresses Moshe. What else? Right? So they have this debate. And tzidkaniyoten. Why are they tzidkaniyot? Why are they righteous? They did not get married until this was settled. And the only time they could ask it is now, when it was really apropos, when it was in the 40th year, which means they put their money where their mouth is. We know the Torah wants us to get married young and to have many children, bli ayin hara. Right? That's the goal of all the, you know, for Jewish women, not only, but, you know, it's a very important added goal. So what are they saying that these girls were righteous? Because they really believed in what they believed in, and they were worried if they got married before that they don't know what would happen with the family plot. They were so concerned about the family name and so into this that they really waited to get married until it would be settled. So what does that show? They were really sincere. They really meant it through and through. They weren't dabbling, you know, they weren't dabbling in these kind of things. You know, oh, it suits me. It's like my mood now for a few years. I'll be into it, then I'm going to leave it. They really were very consistent. They were really devoted to this idea. Now, what's fascinating about this whole midrash, which fits into our whole idea that we talk about Chazal in general, does it say this in the Pshat in this way? It doesn't say these words in the Pshat in the Torah. We read the Psukim in the Torah that are connected with this. So what's the message of Chazal? Fascinating. Chazal want to show that the women were learned. They want to show that they had the right attitude. They want to show that they approached Moshe the right way. They want to show that they were consistent, which means learning, women's learning, women having this attitude and being involved in Torah and mitzvot, right, for sure can be done. But it has to be done in the right way. You have to have the right attitude. You have to have the right approach. You have to have the right tools. You have to have the right understanding of the role of the gedolim. You have to have the right understanding of learning. But if you're totally immersed and you're totally committed, and as they say, lo ba'adat korach, right, you're not doing it for a rebellious reason, but you're really committed, then there's a great place for this in Am Yisrael. So Chazal are telling us these words, which are not even in the Pshat, to show us that we always had a tradition of learned women. We have a tradition of Miriam, who was the teacher of the Nashim, right? But it has to be the right way. You have to have Chachmaniot and Darshaniot, but it has to come with Tzidkaniot. You have to be really committed, you have to be frum, you have to be accept the Gedolim and the attitude, but if you do that, it could really work. And Bnot Tzofchat are really used by Chazal as a great example. Right, they're really touting the fact that they were learning. They're really interested in the idea that their lumdisha questions were brought exactly like that to Hashem. But it has to be done the right way. But there is a place for it. Just like we know Miriam HaNeviah, she was a moral on Hashem. She was a great Neviah, but it has to be done within the right context. So again, we see that the attitude of Chazal towards the Nashim is a very special one and is really on a very high level. I just promised I would end at 12:30. I just want to mention one thing. In the end, as you saw, when Bnei Menashe are approached with this idea, what do they say? Bnei Tzlavchad are going to marry whomever they want, and what's going to happen? The Nahala is going to leave out of the family. So what happens? They marry their cousins. Okay, they marry their cousins. Really, Moshe gives them good advice. He says, you know, let's just read those psukim quickly in the end there. Pasuk Vav, number 6. We're in Bamidbar Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem li b'not Tzlavchad. This is what Hashem commanded b'not Tzlavchad. Right? After B'nai, Menashe are complaining. If they get married to whoever they want, what's going to happen to the Nachala? It's going to leave the Shevet. So everything they fought for, it's for nothing. Right? So this is very interesting. So what does Moshe say? Latov b'neihem tiyel al-nashim. They really could marry whoever they want. Because halachically, can you force a woman to marry someone specific? No. She can marry whomever she wants. In general, what became the minhag? That you married within your shevet. So just in case your brothers died, what would happen? Your nachala would remain within the shevet. But really, a girl has a choice to marry whoever she wants. But especially in this first generation, what would happen if they marry whoever they want if they got the nachala? It'll go out of the shevet. So everything they fought for is going to be undone, right, the minute they get married. So, latov b'neihem tiyel anashim. They can really marry whoever they want. But achli mishpachat matei avihem tiyel anashim. What's the right thing to do? They really should marry within the shevet, and that would keep the plot of land within the shevet. Not only that, what do? They marry their cousin, so it really goes as close into the family as possible. And then, of course, it gives us their names, and we see that the order of the names is different here. Right? So again, we see some very interesting things from Bnos Sephard. Number one, we saw that Havafer Eretz Yisrael of the Nashim. Number two, we see the importance that Chazal are really saying that the Nashim not only are so spiritual, they weren't in Chet HaMeraglim and Chet HaEgel, but here we talk about Bnos Sephard, that we had special individuals who were really learned. But what is the right context to be learned? Right, Chachmaniyot and Darshaniyot has to go hand in hand with Tzidkaniyot. Yirat Hashem, Yirat Shamayim, Emunat Chachamim, that can go hand in hand with being very learned. And you have the two together, that's an unbelievable combination, like Bnot Slovchad. Also, we see that Nashim really can continue the traditions of the family name, the ideas. We know Chachmot Nashim Banta Beita. The women are so important in giving over values in the family, and what the children imbibe at home is also so important. And that's something that we have a very important job. Our traditions that we hand over from what we know from our families is going to be handed down. We see how Bnot Slovchad are really trying to continue the ideas of Ahavat Eretz Yisrael and Tzedakah that we see from Yosef and we also see from Menashe. So just like Ephraim had Yoshua Binun to show his love for Eretz Yisrael, we also have Bnot Slovchad. Another thing we saw from Bnos Sephard, it doesn't matter who your parents are, it doesn't matter who your father is, you can come from a family that has no yichus, you can come from a family of chotim, but you have to live up to those ideals. On the other hand, if you have a family that has important values, you have to stand up for them. They are from Yosef, they are from Menashe, and what do they have to do? They have to continue those family traditions. It's really something that they have this responsibility that they have to continue. And they also have this responsibility to show that the future of Am Yisrael is really an integral part of the role of the Nashim, that our involvement in learning, in Torah, in mitzvot, in chesed, in respect one to the other. That's another important lesson we learned from Bnos Sephard. How do you care one to the other? It's not an issue of kavod to be more important than someone else. Also the idea of family unity, how important it is to be involved with the family and for people to really work together and also to really come up with some kind of ideas. And last but not least, we see how interesting it is to learn the Chumash and the views of Chazal and to see how from the words they really are putting together a certain hashkafa that really tells us that we have a big role in Am Yisrael. And bizchut nashim tzidkaniyot shayu ba'oto ador nigalu Yisrael mitzrayim. So hopefully for us as well, that bizchut nashim tzidkaniyot shebechol dor ubedoreinu yigalu b'nei Yisrael. Thanks a lot.